Hello and welcome back to the Solve the Overeating Puzzle podcast. My name is Eugenia Nikiforo and I am the founder of Unlocks You, the Eating Psychology Clinic, where we give you a mind plan instead of a diet plan to be in control of food, your body, and weight. You are currently listening to the coaching episodes with Scott. This is our second coaching session, and in this coaching session, we are discussing how Scott can achieve his goals to overcome overeating, lose 20 kgs, and just be in control with food and his life. We specifically look into how to make ourselves feel better without food. We discuss strategies to snack less and make better food choices, and also the power of reframing and asking yourself the right questions so you can make better decisions. Listen into this episode and see what Scott decides is the right approach for him to really achieve his goals and to get to where he wants to be with food and his life. Enjoy, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay, Scott, week two. Last time when we talked a little bit about what is happening for you in terms of the overeating and what caused that for you as well, and you had some homework to do. So what was your homework?
So I thought my homework was to reach out and connect with some friends. Mm-hmm. And also to be more consistent around my meals, to like try and stop the snacking. I think that was all my homework.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So catching up with friends, how did that go?
Yeah, it was good.
What did you like about it?
It was just good to just kind of drop the shit and like just have good, honest conversations with some friends. Mm. Yeah, so it was just like refreshing, and it was nice to connect and kind of feel human, you know.
How do you feel that that could have kind of a bigger impact on general well-being?
I don't know, because I guess I've got these kind of self-limiting beliefs like around kind of weight that I've put on, and it makes me not feel good enough or not worthy, and all of these kind of limiting beliefs. And you know, when you catch up with friends, they don't give a fuck about those kind of things, you know, like they like you for who you are, not what you look like. So it kind of adds a bit of self-worth, I think.
Mm-hmm. Good. And when it adds to self-worth, how do you see that could have ripple effect on sort of other areas?
I think it's just more encouraging to, you know, encourages me more to not eat all the food, or, you know, not look at food for comfort, you mm-hmm. know, to like fill a hole. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So basically when you become aware that, okay, there is some form of like a hole, and as you said last time, it food becomes your way to fill the gap. What you're saying is connecting with people who matter to me, that is actually maybe a better way to fill that gap.
Yeah, not as delicious, but I think it, you know, I don't know, I just think we're such social creatures, and that, you know, especially with things like lockdown and, you know, these kind of self-limiting beliefs, it's easy to feel quite cut off from the world, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think we crave human connection, and yeah, that when we don't get it, we seek it in other forms.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
And also when it comes to, let's say, food, when we eat food, it usually releases that hormone that's called dopamine, right? That feel-good hormone, as we know. But hormone is really short-lived. So we get that high and then it drops. Where when we think about other hormones that make us feel good, it's serotonin. Serotonin, it doesn't have the spike and the drop. It's actually, it's up and it stays there. And it doesn't give us that buzz, that high. And that's what you've just said as well. It's not as delicious. And because we don't get that buzz like that. However, serotonin is something that gives us that feeling of contentment, peace. When we feel content and peace, then we are seeking out less of that buzz, that high from food. And how do we get serotonin? Connection with people, doing meaningful work, connecting with that purpose that we have, being aware or knowing what is my purpose, and then really working on that. Nature, gratitude, meditation, movement, exercise, music, beautiful memories, all of these things, they are contributing to serotonin. Do you understand what I'm saying?
100%.
What is it that I'm saying?
You're saying that dopamine spikes, like we want that hit, that fix, that crave, that rush, that fix me up on the dopamine. It's like a rush, whereas serotonin is more of a stable chemical. You know, it's not as peaking. It's and we can get it through various modalities, from movement, meaningful work, meditation, gratitude, and the other ones you mentioned.
Yeah, awesome, great. And I know that you've done a few things this week to work on that serotonin. You did the call with us, right, in the group. How did that feel for you?
Yeah, good. It's for me, whenever I'm talking about breath work and sharing in that space, like I just love it. You know, it is my passion. For now, it's my purpose, and I think it will be until I get old. So for me, it feels good.
Great. And when you were on that call, I can imagine, so it went for an hour, I can imagine the last thing you were thinking about was food.
Correct.
Yeah. And that is the trick in our lives. When we are so busy doing things that we love, we don't have time to do things that I actually self-sabotaging. So what we want to do, we want to do more of the things that give us that joy, that pleasure. And that's why I said I know that you've done a few things to contribute to serotonin, which is reaching out to friends, connecting, so having that social connection as well, and doing some of the work that is basically your purpose. Yeah. So that's what you've been doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess my suggestion is that you do more of that, connecting more with what gives you purpose and what increases your serotonin, because all together it will help you then to need less food, because you just don't need it then afterwards. Like, obviously you will want food, but we will want food to enable you to do the things that you really love.
Well, I'm definitely wanting to do more work, now that uni has finished. I've got more time, and I've just finished coming to the end of an 8-week coaching program around the breath. So now I've got lots of free time, and so I need to go find some clients to fill said time. So I'm actively looking for more meaningful and purpose-driven work. Yeah.
Right. Awesome. Great. Do you have a plan for that?
Not really. I'm kind of just making it up as I go along. Yeah.
Let's come up with a plan. We're not going to do that plan here because it's marketing. I don't want, you know, this is something that needs to happen privately in the background, I think. Mm-hmm. But can I give you that as a homework? So you write down how you're going to attract or gain more clients in that work, or at least a plan, and then mm-hmm. share it with me, and then I can have a look, because I also do business mentoring and business coaching. So I can have a look and give you sort of maybe some, you know, insights or ideas. It's just kind of like that, to be able to bounce sort of ideas back and forth, but more so you have, again, something to focus on. There sure. is a plan rather than let's just see what happens today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So being more focused.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So homework, providing me with a plan, how you're going to continue working on gaining more clients.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Second homework was having more consistent meals.
Mm.
How did that go?
So there was definitely at least 50% less snacking.
Mm-hmm.
So I was happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of meal consistency, like some days I would eat breakfast if I was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Other days I wouldn't. You know, and the same goes for lunch. Some days I'd eat lunch, some days I wouldn't. And then some days I'd eat dinner, and some days I wouldn't. Like, you know, I've been naughty the last couple of days, and I've had takeaways for lunch. So I haven't had dinner most days because I'm still full from lunch.
Right.
So less snacking in terms of eating three meals a day, which I've never been a fan of anyway. I just, so it's been kind of inconsistent on meal frequency, but I think one of the big ones for me was just not snacking in between, you know, those kind of snack attacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess 50% less is better than nothing.
Yep.
Right. So we're good with that. It's all about progress, and that's definitely progress. Let's say, what would be your idea when it comes to eating? So if you were to describe, let's say, I don't know, a few weeks time, and you're sharing with me how you're eating and what type of food you're eating, describe to me your ideal day.
Ideal day for me is like just eating at dinner, which is what I've done for ages. Is usually I just eat at dinner. Yeah, because then I don't have to worry about food too much. I just sit down and have one meal.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that look like? Something healthy and light, you know, like just some delicious vegetables. Ideally not eating the animals. Don't really want to be eating animals anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So ideally I'm just having one meal a day. Like that's what it looks like to me in a perfect world.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like if I don't know. See, I just kind of play breakfast by ear, you know. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I get real hungry, and then I'm like, okay, I'll feed the human. Other times I'm good. Like, you know, didn't have breakfast today. But yeah, so for me, what it looks like in a perfect world, couple of weeks time, having some, you know, like delicious and nutritious evening meal that I kind of plan and prepare and have joy in making, you know, and it's like, this is my sustenance for the day. Because yeah, I don't know, like I've never really prescribed to the three meals a day. I think it's more of a habit than a need. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when in times when you were eating that one meal a day, were you usually hungry throughout the day or not really?
No. But I'd sometimes have afternoon snacks.
Okay. Okay. So what needs to happen for you? Because I know what you said is that inconsistency, whatever your consistency is, I'm not prescribing you, right, how you need to eat, because whatever works for you, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
And you said to me, so I'm kind of inconsistent, I'm snacking a lot, and that has led to the weight gain. So what, I guess, needs to happen so you go back to maybe one meal, maybe sort of adding breakfast when you're hungry, and then maybe a snack or so in the afternoon?
What needs to happen to make that possible? Ultimately, I guess it's a mind shift thing. Like, you know, just going, okay, Scott, this is how it's going to be, and then having the discipline to follow through with that and stick with that. My discipline around food's not extremely strong. You know, or lately it's not.
Discipline sounds to me, mm-hmm. it sounds something that's hard.
Okay.
How does that fit to you?
Yep, partly. So maybe enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm. What if there's something that we can have that comes with ease?
Okay. Like what?
You tell me, what would feel with ease to you in terms of meals and meal times and
enthusiasm, you know, like enthusiastic about the food and, you know, the benefits of not stuffing my face all the time, you know, the enthusiasm for taking better care of myself and making conscious, healthy choices.
Mm-hmm.
Enthusiasm sounds better than discipline. Yeah, but discipline doesn't really scare me too much. It's not like a bad thing. Like, for me, it doesn't necessarily sound hard. It just sounds like doing things that you might not necessarily want to do to get to the places that you want to be, or
mm-hmm.
you know. But I guess it's also in changing that mind frame that, hey, look, it's not in wanting to do these things, and instead of just being like, oh, I want a snack, you know, it's so hard not snacking. I think the better mind frame is, oh, cool, I know that I've got an urge to eat, but I don't have to snack. You know, it's like I get to, I don't know, prepare a meal that I'm going to look forward to later, or, you know, decide that, hey, this probably isn't the best thing to put on my body right now. I think it's like Tony Robbins would say, like, you don't have to, you get to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I get to make healthy choices that support my future lifestyle, something.
Okay. So I think what we're talking about is maybe if we go back to, let's say, what Tony's saying, what kind of questions do I ask myself, and what are the things that I'm saying to myself? So what is it that I focus on,
mm-hmm.
and what questions do I ask myself?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say it could be questions like, questions that really give you the answers that bring you closer to the lifestyle that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So potentially those questions could be, what would I love to eat today that brings me closer to energy, enthusiasm, motivation?
Mm-hmm.
Or how would I like to eat today in a way that aligns with how I want to feel throughout the day?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if something like that would actually, something that like those questions that you ask yourself in the morning, and then according to that, your answer might even change day by day. Because I am not a fan of prescribing something, right, to anyone. Let's say when it comes to food, when it comes to how many times we eat, how much to eat, I think it's our body is really signaling to us what it needs. And I think it should come from the body rather than the mind. Because as soon as we start coming from the mind, quite often we start actually following rules or overcomplicate things, especially when it comes to food. It shouldn't be complicated. So what do you feel like? How does that resonate with you?
By kind of reframing it and, you know, asking myself, hey, well, what do I want to eat, or how do I want to eat that aligns with future me or the person that I want to be? Yeah, you know, like I think that definitely adds value. Like, instead of just, you know, going, hey, you know, I know that current Scott, you know, Scott right now just wants to eat all that food, but what about future Scott? What does he want? Maybe he'll thank you later if you make, you know, the right decision or a more aligned decision. Yeah, I think the power of reframing is powerful.
So what do I focus on? Focus is that future self, or I don't like the idea of future self. It's the ideal self. It's that best version of myself. So I wonder if homework could be writing down what is that ideal version of Scott.
Okay.
So we actually know, what are we comparing here? Yeah, so homework, what is that best version of myself when it comes to, and probably yes, food as well, food, diet, nutrition. But I would encourage you to write down also other things like purposeful work, mental health, physical health, maybe relationships, connections.
Cool.
Yeah. And as you are writing that down, write it down as if it's already happened. It has already happened, or you are already that person. So instead of asking, or maybe starting your sentences with, I'm going to eat well, I am eating. I am eating
well. Yeah.
Yeah. And then on a daily basis, in the morning, when you are doing your meditation or breath work or whatever you do, to increase serotonin, right? you're also then setting an intention how you're going to eat, let's say, or what you're going to do based on what you wrote down as that best version of yourself. Okay, what was your first homework? Forgotten.
We had a bit of a
plan. That's right.
Bit of a plan.
Yeah, that's right. Clients.
Yeah.
Plan.
To engage in more meaningful work.
Yes.
Yes.
And then ideal self. And then morning exercise.
Just throw that one in there.
Well, that's the same. And then in the morning, setting an intention how you're going to live that ideal self.
Yeah
Great. So how does those do those three resonate with you?
Yes. Yeah, no, feels good. I think I can manage. I can manage. I am managing.
I will do it. Amazing. Yeah.
It'll be good.
Great. Okay. So what would you say was the best part of the call today for you?
Probably just reaffirming the power of reframing things,
mm-hmm.
and how you can, you know, reframe something to make better decisions. I think the idea of having like a affirmation sentence or paragraph is great. I've got, you know, my little affirmation mantra, which is just, I'm happy, strong, healthy, and wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I kind of use that throughout the day and in the mornings, but to have something more elaborate, more specific, you know, I guess they call it a vision because it's something that you see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think if you repeat those things enough, you might actually start believing them. So I think that's been a positive too.
Mm-hmm. And also that exercise to do it in the morning, you're not only thinking about it, you're also then applying it.
Yeah
as well. Where in the past have you seen results from doing this,
from doing,
let's say, these kind of reframing?
Yeah, a lot of the time it's just been with things that I wouldn't want to do. Like I remember you know, one time I was just washing the dishes and I'm just like, fuck this, not in the mood. And then my brain's like, okay, well, you know, you don't get to do this. You've got to, you don't have to do this. You get to do this. It's an opportunity to be more present. So then I just got out of the mind into the body and into the sensations of washing the dishes, the warm water, the scrubbing, that, let's fucking make that real clean. So that was a reframing. And one that really comes to mind is, I don't know how long ago, maybe it was 5-10 years ago, they had the Rugby World Cup in New Zealand. And I've never been a fan of rugby. I couldn't care less. And I remember going to my friend's house because I'm like, the rugby started. He won't be watching the rugby. He doesn't like rugby, so we can just hang out. And I get there and he's watching the rugby. And I'm like, fuck, man. I thought out of all people, you wouldn't be watching it. And he looks at me and he's like, Scotto, if you can't escape it, just embrace it. So I'm like, okay. So then I went to like every rugby game that I could, you know, not the actual games, but like just in like a bar or a restaurant or something like that. And yeah, I got really excited, not so much by the game, but just the environment and the energy. So those are two really kind of, you know, powerful reframing things. And often use it just in terms of reframing into gratitude, like just throughout my day when something will, I'll get, you know, something will stress me out or I'm just like, dissatisfied by something. I try and flip it around and go, okay, well, look, you know, at least I'm not a ginger, or, you know, at least I'm only half ginger, or whatever it is, you know, turning it from a negative lens into a positive lens. It's something that I use.
Awesome. These are great examples. Because I always say you can either change the situation or you can change how you approach it. Something very similar to what your friend said there, right? If you can't escape it, then embrace it. So you either can choose to change the situation, and now you don't have the power to change the fact that there is rugby. Yeah, so it's there. So how do I change basically my approach to it? And the same with cleaning the dishes. Yes, maybe you can start throwing all the dishes away and always get new dishes, but that's probably not going to be realistic either. So how do I change then my approach to it? And interestingly enough, we can actually maybe get to a point where, like, what I like what you did is you created an experience out of it. Like, okay, I'm doing this anyway, so I might either go through this experience, I might have a negative experience, or even create a positive experience from it and learn maybe something from that. So I love those examples. So I'm curious how you're gonna go throughout the week. I'm looking forward to seeing that marketing plan as well. And yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing how you're going to go with the reframing and how it's going to change your decision throughout the day.
Me too. It's going to be good.
It's going to be amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this session. Listening to this next episode next week when Scott and I discuss how to start the keto diet, because he was very curious about maybe looking into experiencing what keto diet is and how he can implement that and what that might look like specifically for his life. If you also want to be coached by me, you are welcome to send me an email to eugenia@unlocksyou.nz. Tell me the topic that you would like to discuss, and yeah, we can just get started. I wish you a very beautiful week or a beautiful day, no matter where you are in this world, and let's talk next week again. Bye for now.